Blog Talk Radio.
No one on the corner has swagger like us, swagger like us, swagger, swagger like us. No one on the corner has swagger like us, swagger like us, swagger, swagger like us. No one on the corner has swagger like us, swagger like us, swagger, swagger like us. No one on the corner has swagger like us, swagger like us, swagger, swagger like us.
Mr. West is in the building, swagger on 100,000 trillion. Ayo, I know I got it first, I'm Christopher Columbus, y'all just the pilgrims. Thanksgiving, do we even got a question? Hermes, pastel, I pass the dressing. My attitude is tattooed, that mean it's permanent, so I guess we should address it, huh? My swagger is Mick Jagger, every time I breathe on the track, I asthma attack it. Why he so mad for, why he gotta have it? Cause I play my whole life, now I'm the master, nah, nah, nah. How I feel to wake up and be the shit and a urine, nah, nah, nah. Tryna get that Kobe number, one over Jordan.
Can't wear skinny jeans cause my knots don't fit. No one in the corner got a pocket like this, so I rock jeans cause my knots little bit. You can learn how to dress just for checking my fresh, checking my fresh, checking my fresh.
My fresh brought to you by TNT Fashion and Tank. What it do, family, what it do, family. Hey, it's the Tuesday edition of Kale's Corner. I want to take the time right now, like my grandmother used to say, right now, to say we appreciate and welcome everyone who has joined us here on Corner. You guys, I tell you all the time, but I feel like we can't tell you enough how much we appreciate your participation on this here thing yeah. We call Kale's Corner. Yeah, I'm talking about, hey, T, that song made me think. When he say, no one on the corner has swagger like us, I'm trying to figure a way to add Lady T and DMV Kale with swagger on a million. Yeah, I thought about last night I was sitting there putting this thing together, and I was like, I want to hear swagger. I haven't heard swagger like us in a while. So, yeah, let me figure a way to get that. But anyway, that's a conversation for Lady T and I off air. Lady T, how you doing
What's
today,
happening?
Baby?
You know I'm doing amazing girl. Over here. Amazing, look, amazing, amazing.
The question is, not what's happening, what's not happening. You got, girl, I'm trying to tell you, I've been running like a chicken with his head cut off since 2 o'clock when I got off work. Yes, yes. I got a Gordon Mac Electric call, so I ran out and, you know, tried to do that before the show. Things went a little longer than we expected. So I told the lady, look, I'll be back tomorrow. I got to go. And she was like, you sure? I said, yes, ma'am. What I'm going to do is put you a temporary light up, and then we'll figure this ceiling fan jiggy thing out later. But, Tree, I had a weekend to remember. Do you hear me?
I know that's right.
My family on my mother's side, right, had a family reunion this weekend. We had a family reunion this weekend. And, Therese, guess what? That joint wasn't nothing but like 5 minutes from my house. I didn't have to drive far.
Oh, yeah.
But it was so great because some of these family members I have not seen in almost 30 years. So,
oh, wow.
It was, yes, it was so great to see them. My Aunt Blondina, my cousin Marcus, my cousin Sharon. It was just, it was a great, great time. And my Aunt Pearl, girl, I think every family has an Aunt Pearl. Let me describe her to you, okay? Aunt Pearl said, because she's in a wheelchair now. She doesn't have to be in a wheelchair, but she prefers to be. She feels like she gets around faster. So
okay.
I took her to the elevator. We went up, went in her room, and she said, and she talked like this. Hand me that can over there. So I said, one in the fridge there. The one in the fridge there. And so I went in the fridge there and got the can out. And yeah. And I don't even have to tell you all what's in this can, okay? So then she said, hand me that bag around. So I handed her the bag. She proceeds to pull out not one, not two, but three white boys. I said, Aunt Pearl, what do you need all that mess for? She said, mind your business. You came here to push me upstairs and back down. Don't worry about what I'm getting. I said, yes, ma'am, no problem, no problem. So we got downstairs with the rest of the family and all of the Marlboro lovers were standing out back, and it was so funny how they were trying to pass it to me because it's been so long since they've seen me. They don't know that, you know, that Marlboros are no longer a part of my fun time. So
I know that's right.
She said, look here, damn it. I wrote this one with your name on it. You going to damn it smoke for me? I said, Aunt Pearl, I don't smoke Marlboros. I smoke cigars. And as I said that, I said, dang, I got cigars in the car. So I went to the car, got me a cigar, came back, and she said, boy, you ain't going to smoke that King Kong Ding Dong.
No, she did not.
I said, oh, Pearl, it's a cigar. She said, boy, that's King Kong Ding Dong. That ain't no cigar. I said, man, I said, what am I going to do with you? Yeah, I said, what am I going to do with you? But it was just, it was so good to see my family and just love on them. And forgive me. I looked around that room and I just saw my mother in all of her family, you know, my aunties, mm-hmm. and even my uncles, you know. And it was a sad moment for a few, but Big Boy came over, slapped me on the back of the head and was like, you better not. I was like, man, I'm thinking, he was like, I know what you thinking about, and you better not. So he and I had a laugh. That took the sadness situation, but we just had a great, great old time. You know what I'm talking about? And Sunday, girl, it was a great Sunday because I think my feet touched the floor maybe four times just to get up and go to the bathroom. I did not move out of my bed because you remember I worked on Saturday, right? So,
right.
You know, I was like, you know, Sunday, I was like, okay, this is my day of rest. I'm not moving at all. And I didn't have to, wasn't going to. You know what I'm talking about? So, yeah, they was like, my family was calling me, hey, we playing, what was it, chump and spades and dominoes and all that. I was like, y'all have fun. I'm playing left eye, watch the right eye, and he'll go to sleep. You know what I'm talking about? And in other news, I'm at work today, Therese, and I see a lady walking with a University of Maryland t-shirt on. Pay no attention. I said, University of Maryland. And then this bald, heavy-set white guy started walking with a cane past me. And I said, Ralph Friedman? He said, yes, sir. I said, oh, my goodness. I was like, I love you so much. I said, I was hurt when you couldn't coach the University of Maryland anymore. Mm-hmm. And he said, you're a Maryland fan? I said, not only am I a Maryland fan, I'm a Maryland alumni. I said, I went to the University of Maryland, the satellite school over in Germany. I was like, that was the only college that was afforded to me because, in Germany, we didn't have a whole bunch of American schools. So University of Maryland was the school that I could attend. And he was like, wow. He was like, "You, that is so great." He said, you know, that is the highlight of my life now. I'm no longer coaching. When people recognize me, and they just come to me as if I am family. I said, well, to me, you are family. I said, we brothers from different mothers. You know what I'm saying? You are my family to me. And he was like, okay. He said, well, what's your name? I said, DMV Kale. I said, I have a sports talk program. Anytime that you might want to call in, here's the number. And you know what, Therese? I thought of something else. I'm going to make us some cards. I'm going to go and get us some cards printed with the show number on it, the days and times and all of that, because I had to write all of that. And I can see it wasn't a real inconvenience to him, but he was trying to get where he wanted to go. So I'm going to write some cards up. And so whoever I come across in that sports world, be it current or retired, I'm going to make sure that they have Kale's corner number on deck. Yeah, I'm talking about, but I was so.
But you know what you can do, Kale? No, you know what you can do?
Because
I got that. I have cards already, but it's not cards like paper cards. It looks like a credit card with all of our information on it. And if somebody want it, all they got to do is scan it with their phone, like they're taking a picture.
And all of that information comes up.
I'll send it to you when we off air. I'll send it to you.
Y'all see what I'm talking about? Y'all see what I'm talking about? Me and my co-host, y'all. Yeah, that bad. He's in the pod. Yeah, that bad. It was just, you know what? The past. Let me see. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. The past 5 days have just been great. You know, it's just been one oh my goodness moment after another. And I thank God for that because, you know, sometimes we can get down and depressed with everything hits us at one time and all of that. So you know, I was kind of in my feelings that I didn't hit the mega millions. You know what I mean? So, you know, I called Reese today while I was at work. I was like, what's going on? She was like, nothing. I said, did you go get your mega million ticket? She was like, nah, I thought I'd go get them after work. I was like, no, we're not doing that. I said, go get 2 mega million tickets right now for Maryland, 2 for D.C. You know, the better our chances to hit something. I don't need the whole billion plus, but a couple of hundred million of that jungle will suffice. Yeah, that about. So yeah, give me that. Give me that. So we, you know what I mean. So we can just take Hill's corner where we want it to be. Yeah, talking about. All right.
Yeah.
What about you, Trees? How was you guys' weekend?
Listen, I want to say bless everybody. I hope everybody made it through the storm. You know, we didn't get hit that hard, but I hope everybody else, you know, who felt the storm, I hope you guys did okay in the storm, you know, made it through okay. Hope everybody is, you know, feeling amazing. One other thing I wanted to say, when I asked you guys to pray for our cousin, Myra, she wasn't doing good. But when I put the call in on Kale's Corner, baby, you hear, y'all hear what I'm talking about? She is up.
Yeah.
She is doing amazing, you guys. She's eating from her heart surgery. Her lung had collapsed, and she wasn't doing good at first. But now when I put that call in for my Kale's Corner Prayer Warriors, honey, okay? She's up eating applesauce, talking trash, back to her own self. So... thank you guys for all the prayer warriors for that. And we attended a trail ride. We're trying to get back into the horse riding for Tang and myself. We're trying to get back into doing, you know, stuff like that, riding the horses, you know, relaxing our minds and stuff like that. So we went on a trail ride with some of our fellow Maryland Outlaws, because that's what we're called, the Maryland Outlaws. And our horse was called the Maryland Outlaw. Yeah. So we went on a trail ride this weekend. And it was amazing. So we had a really good time. Thank you for all the prayer warriors, for my cousin. She's doing amazing. And we had so much fun at the trail ride. I ain't never danced and did so many line dances in my life. You hear me?
That's
oh,
Lord. That's
yes.
Man. You know, sometimes I wish we could call Channel 5, Channel 4, Channel 7, and just let them hear some of our good news. You know, because I was watching the news again this morning preparing for work, and you guys know the weather and the roads are my main concern every morning. And, you know, they were just talking about the dangers in school and how these transsexual males are being invited into the school to read.
Yeah, that's
and true. Believe it or not, Treece, they even have sessions where they're teaching children how to twerk.
Yeah.
And I said, are they crazy? Why? What? In the ham sandwich.
Okay.
Does it advance these children to know how to work?
Right.
I mean, you talk about a waste of time and energy. I mean, I'm serious. I don't want to get all into that, guys.
Listen, bro. Wait. When they get, well, let me tell you, when that hit whatever schools my grandkids go to, public schools, because my little KK, she's being homeschooled right now. But if they are doing that kind of stuff, all my grandkids will be homeschooled. And I will find the money to do it. I don't care.
Yeah.
You're not pushing them.
Yeah.
And they got books. They have books in the kids' library. They have books.
Mm.
Talking about fellatio, talking about, you know, all kind of sexual things that kids shouldn't be, they shouldn't be reading, they shouldn't be pushing, they shouldn't be doing none of that stuff. It, even Gerald saying they pushing kids to be on the pole. Like, that is ridiculous. Kids should not be able to have access to none of that kind of stuff. I mean, I know we're off the topic right now, but this kind of stuff needs to be said.
Yeah, and I mean, they're in elementary school. Have you given them reading, writing, and arithmetic yet? But you want to teach these children how to twerk. You children, how to lap dance. I'm like, yo, I would understand more if it was a high school. I would understand more if it was a
a class that was being taught to older children that may choose that as a career. Because exotic dancers, as much as, you know, we against or for them, they make good money. They make good, darn good money. So I'll never talk bad about the position, but to teach elementary school kids, really, what is the advantage to that? There is no advantage in the world to that, and I am right along with you. I am right along with you, King. I'm gonna start bringing that crap. I almost lost it. If them Bama start,
I'm not really.
Crap,
that's why I'm being quiet.
If they start bringing that to my Zuri or my Lonnie Pop school, you let me know. You let me know. We're
okay.
Going to work something out where our babies can be homeschooled, because this stuff absolutely makes no sense whatsoever. It's no sense whatsoever. So,
Gerald
Spence
said we're living in ratchet times. He said we're living in ratchet times. That's why the Bible, well, I ain't even going to go there, but that's why the Bible is so important, and they need to put it back in school instead of having drag queens and all that kind of foolishness in these schools teaching these kids how to twerk and vogue and do all this old foolishness, stuff that ain't got nothing to do with nothing. I mean, like, absolutely
nothing
ain't got nothing to do with nothing. But if you guys are looking for a homeschool, okay, Infinite Wisdom Homeschool will get your child together. Okay? So if y'all need some information on homeschool, hit me in the inbox.
Yes. Yes. Y'all make sure y'all hit Lady T in the inbox. And 'cause we got to get these children right, man. We got to get these children right. And real quick, I saw a PTA meeting where there was a gay male, and he was saying, that's unnecessary. We don't need to teach these kids that. That's unnecessary.
Nope.
All this sexual, you should be what you want to be, and these kids don't even know who they are yet. They don't know.
Right.
But I'm telling you, that is real quick, y'all, and I'm not trying to get holy roller on this, but seriously, this is a plan of the enemy. The children's minds have not formed yet. And when they put this garbage, and I'm going to say garbage, into these children's minds over education, put geographical locations and all of that, it is a hindrance to these children. And school was never intended to be a hindrance. That's all I'm going to say about that. That's all I'm going to say about that. But, yeah, guys, we're going to put our school systems on the Kale's Corner prayer list. We're going to make sure
prayer
we pray.
Yeah.
Yes, we're going to pray over these babies, man, because apparently somewhere someone has lost their damn mind. Somewhere someone is off the rails.
Gerald said, that's why we have to be careful who we pick to run the world. We wanted a black president and got it, and he unleashed the gate. Which is true. Like, he was the one who signed off on all this foolishness. They put him in a position, like, they made him make us, I mean, you know, make it, that's what he's known for doing. Like, he did a lot of some other things for us, but he's known for letting man on man and woman on woman and all this foolishness and, you know, the gay stuff and being in the schools and in the churches and all that. He let that gate open for that. He did that. So, yeah, be careful what you ask for. I'm going to say.
Yeah. All right, we're going to get off of that because y'all know
get
we
off
go
our
hours.
We'll get off our soapbox real quick. Okay. On today's Kale's Corner episode, we're not going to send you out of church. We're going to talk about the top 10 home run hitters currently in the MLB. We also will discuss the WNBA bonehead wrong decision over Skylar Diggins-Smith. And y'all, lady, he hit me to this yesterday, and I began to read on it. It is a shame. It is seriously a shame how the direction that this world is going on and how things are happening. Excuse me. How things are right before our eyes. You know, we're going to get into that story. We're going to talk the NBA latest news and happening. We're going to discuss some of the NFL training camp latest. Your boy Ron Rivera done stepped out there and put his foot in his mouth, y'all, when it comes to Earth. So we're going to go over that. 2023-24 class of Hall of Famers. And I have a comedy antidote to go along with that. So y'all bear with me because this don't, hey, listen, it had me and Trees and I crying. Do you hear me? So, yeah, we have to share with y'all this little antidote. Okay, y'all, you can join Lady T and all our online corner crew. Gerald, you know what I mean? Mama, how you feeling, Mom? How you feeling, Mom? My baby, y'all. And you know, on Facebook Live, at Kale's Corner, or join Lady T, DMV Kale, and all our live in-studio family. 999-3782. Each and every Tuesday, Thursday, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Kale's Corner. Real is our only real. So job that in the pre-talk here of the show. You know what I'm talking about? That's what we're talking about. All right. Go ahead, Lady D. Take it away. What you got
to say? We're going to be right back. We'll be right back, you guys.
All right, 563-999-3782. Hey, listen, I have a dream. Lisa sung this song to me.
You got to talk about it.
I'm going to tell y'all. All right.
Lisa.
I wonder if I take you home. Her and what was the man that you sang with her? What was the name of that group? I forgot the name of the male group that sung that song with her. And I'm pretty sure when we go to the phone line, somebody's going to know. Get ready for that one.
Okay.
All right. The top 10.
Full force, Gerald said.
Yeah. The top 10 home run hitters, guys. Home run hitters. Okay, number 10 is Ozzy Albies with Atlanta with 20 home runs. Ozzy Albies. We have a tie at number 8.
Max Muncy with the LA Dodgers, and George Soler with Miami, both sporting 27 home runs. Kyle Schwarber for Philly was at 28, but he just hit a home run versus my Nationals. So he's at 29 right now, Kyle Schwarber. Number six, Adolis Garcia, 29. Louis Robert Jr. with Chicago White Sox, number five at 30. Mookie Betts, the Dodgers, 31 home runs. Pete Alonso with the New York Mets, 33 home runs. Matt Olson with Atlanta, 39 home runs. And you guys, Shohei Ohtani is leading all home runs with 40. 40 with the L.A. Angels.
God,
40 runs. He getting his man. He getting his man. You hear me? So, yeah, those are our top home run hitters. Let's bring in our baseball hit and see if he hit a home run with this. What it do, 50 Cent? What's happening?
What's up?
What's happening, everybody? How y'all doing?
What's up, Hot?
Not much. What's up, sis? I like to say three things, if you all don't mind. First of all, the president doesn't make bills. He merely signs off on the bills. Those bills were already voted on by Congress and the Senate. Obama just signed off on them. Second of all,
mm-hmm.
that was Lisa
That's
called
true.
Jam and not Full Force. And third,
Kale,
your microphone keep breaking up on me, bruh.
Okay, I'll fix that, sir.
I want to see if Ohtani could continue his pace. You know, he got hurt the other night on his foot, so I'm trying to see if he can continue his pace and how that's going to affect him. He did have a pretty good game after that, but he had to get some x-rays after the game. So I want to see if he can continue. You know, you still got about how many, about 40 games or maybe more?
About
45.
We'll see, but I mean, he had a hell of a season, though.
Yeah,
hell of a season.
Look, 57, do you think they should have got rid of him, but do you think they should have traded him, being as though they're doing so bad? Like, they're not going to make the playoffs. They're not going to make nothing. Do you think they should have traded him and got something for him? Do you think that? Or that you should just, you think they should just keep him and, you know, start off for next season?
I think it's not, you know, I mean, it's not much out there, you know, there's people already playing that they were going to be able to pick up on or they were going to be able to get. And I think, you know, if you look at where they are in Los Angeles, the Asian community out there is thick. And I think he might have had something to do with, I don't want to go. I like it right here.
Yeah.
You know, I'm an established community. And they probably said, you know what? If he wants to stay, and he probably didn't ask for any more money, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And
that's
what I wanted to say that I thought about the other night once we hung up the phone. And we said he's 20. I think, sis, you said he's 29.
Okay.
That's really not old for a baseball player.
No, it's
you
not.
Know, if he was a football player or a basketball player, but for a baseball player, that's really not old. You know, so.
That's
his prime. Yeah, for real, sis. Now, sis, you asked me if I would have kept him.
Yeah.
I would have tested the waters like crazy.
Really?
They just shut everything down. I would have, look, hey, man, who wants this big contract?
Exactly.
You know?
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think I would have did what the Angels did. I would have kept him. I think I would have kept him. And especially if he wanted to stay. If he wanted to leave, then I would oblige him. But if he wanted to go, you know, I mean, if he wanted to stay and try to make it work with us and be okay with us rebuilding, then you staying on the roster, my boy. You stand on the roster.
Yeah. And rarely do we see a situation where player is just comfortable where he is, and he doesn't want to move. And like 57 said, no financial turns were made. So we have to lean toward the fact that he's comfortable where he is, and he doesn't want to move. So, you know, what they say, Trees, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. You know, he wants to stay feels comfortable playing, and like 57 just said, you know, the Asian community is thick out there in LA. So, you know, he may have a sense of home where he is, and we all know ball players, when they get that feeling of home, moving them just doesn't make sense, and everything that they're doing with you and the team, it's a question whether or not you'll be able to do that elsewhere. So, hey, let the man stay where he wants to stay and bringing them home runs out for y'all. Because like I said, he's leading the MLB right now in home runs. So, you know, pitcher, who's doing his thing as well. How long has it been since we've seen that? A pitcher who was swinging that bat and throwing that ball to perfect. So, yeah, let the man say.
I ain't never seen Kale. And I've been watching baseball all my life. I ain't never seen it.
Well,
they talked about how Babe Ruth used to be able to do it when he was playing, how he,
right.
You know, he was a pitcher because he was a pitcher, and he hit, you know, hit all those home runs. But personally, I haven't seen it like that.
Right.
First of all, because of the way they've got the rules set up, they don't let a pitcher finish the game or pinch.
Yeah.
They got a designated hitter, a pinch hitter. You know, you don't get to see. He then took that out completely out of the game.
When Strasburg first came out, he was seeming like that's what he was going to be doing, like hitting and pitching and doing a good job at it. But then he got hurt, and then they wouldn't let him pitch him. I mean, they wouldn't let him hit him once he got hurt. But he was on the same road as Ohtani is right now, because he was hitting and he was throwing that ball. Like, he was doing both when he first hit the big leagues. Like, he was doing both.
Oh. He did get a couple of home runs, sis, but he wasn't producing on the home on the hitting side like Ohtani is. Ohtani is lighting it up.
Ohtani,
you know, he was lighting it up on the pitching, and every now and then he'd get him a good hit and get him a home run, like you said. But Ohtani is lighting it up.
He is lighting it up.
Time.
I ain't even gonna lie. He is lighting it up.
Bird out
he
of
is lighting it up.
Was it Kale? I said every time Strasburg got a hit, it was celebration time here with the Nationals. Do you hear me? Hey, listen. Nobody could not tell us anything when Strasburg got up to bat. We that hit or what? Let him roll. Lou, what's up, Lou and Jersey?
Yeah. What's up, Lou?
Well, first off, to add to the comments you were making earlier, actually was Lisa with Colchin and with full force on that record, so it was all three of them. Second of all, after she took them home, they were all crying. First, and after that, after if they could take her home, they were all crying after that. Oh, sorry, had to do it. Oh boy.
Mm. Oh, Lou got jiggy with it.
Did
he? Hey, I'm from that generation. Come on.
Yes, sir.
In response to Ohtani, well, okay, he's having a great year, of course. I won't deny that. But if he keeps up getting these injuries and these cramps, how do you think he's going to handle it, you know, coming down the stretch? And, you know, that could threaten his chance of breaking the home run record, which I don't think he's going to do anyway. But, you know, there are people reports saying that, oh, he'll break Judge's record. I don't know.
Hmm.
I mean, it's a lot more. It's a lot more games. It's a lot more games left, Lou. Like, it's a lot more games left, and he get at least two hits every two games, every other game.
If he keeps getting taken out of the game early, though, maybe not.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. I think they just being precautious.
Mm.
I don't know.
Yeah, but it's happening more too frequently with him, though.
But you know,
for them to even
compare him to Judge is kind of crazy to me, because Judge ain't no pitcher, and if he do catch Judge, if he do catch Judge, that will be history in the making all by itself anyway. But what he's doing is he's making history anyway. Like, he's already making history doing both, so. He can afford to be taken out for a little bit. He'd be okay.
I don't see how 57 can compare, you know, back in the Roots days. I mean, that was a different era back then. And I mean, he was the only one that did pitching and hitting, you know, because back then they didn't have the DH and whatnot. So it's really hard to compare to, say, from 100 years ago.
I don't know, Lou, what I'm saying is I'm not comparing anyone. I'm just saying I've never seen it. I've heard about it.
Right.
I heard about Babe Ruth.
Right.
I never saw Babe Ruth play. You know, I heard about it. But I've never seen a pitcher produce on both sides of the plate like this guy does, you know, as far as his pitching.
Yeah.
And then his being able to hit like he does. I've never seen it.
Well,
that's all I'm saying.
Right. Maybe
I agree.
I was done with 57, but not here.
I agree with 57. Definitely. Because I haven't seen Babe Ruth play either.
I'm about to say, sis, you've been fooling us if you did.
Okay. And lying at the same time.
At the same time.
I've never seen a pitcher walk. And it's getting to the point where teams are really thinking, you know, do we want to walk this dude or take a chance with him at bat? You know, I've never seen that, you know, because pitchers aren't hitters normally. But Atani said, let me show out what I am. All right, let's take another call. Let's go to Brother Tang. What it do, bruh?
Tang.
What it do? Kel's Corner family. Much love and respect. What's up, big bruh? Lady T, 57, and Lou. Hey, look, right.
Thank you.
When y'all was talking about that. Go ahead, 57. Hey, Lou, that's why I'm glad you got on a boy that didn't know what they was talking about. You had to get them straight, Cowboy fan. But nah, just give me 30 seconds on this, y'all. And I want to go back.
Right.
The only reason why, and I'm just going to say it, and I'm going to leave it alone, and everybody can do their own homework, because y'all gave me enough time to go get in my notes real fast. Hey, find my precepts upon precepts.
Uh-oh.
Nah, seriously. Because when y'all was talking about the churches and all that good stuff, you know, when they started saying come as you are and all that, they wasn't also talking about come as you are, how you dress. You don't have to wear a suit. You don't have to wear a skirt and all that like you're supposed to. They was letting them other people in, which I was just talking about. And if they would read certain scriptures in there, like Romans 1:26-27, Leviticus 20 and 13, 1 Corinthians 6, 9 through 10, and Leviticus 18 to 22. I ain't going to read them all to y'all, but they only
wrong,
can always go back and listen to them. Listen to me. How are you going to tell me I'm wrong? I just gave
you. I'm not saying you're wrong about your facts.
Me,
I'm not saying you're wrong about your facts, bro. But I'm saying you jumping us. You jumping us right now, and that ain't right.
No.
Listen to me.
Go ahead.
Because I didn't get to get in on that conversation. And what I'm saying is if the preachers was reading them scriptures to the people, then they wouldn't come to the church as you are. Because I've been to a lot of churches and I've seen man with man, woman with woman. And that's just wrong. It's an abomination. Straight like that. And I'm gonna leave it alone.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I'm not saying all churches.
Right.
I'm not saying all churches, but the churches I have been to and grown up with my family, I have seen that, and it's wrong. And to me, the preacher's just about money now. That's what they're about to me. You got to go in there. You got to show them what you're making. Everybody that's sitting on the first five rows, them the ones giving up the most money. It's that's just what's going on now, man. And it ain't right. And that's why the schools are the way they are. And they push it. And they pushing what they pushing on these young kids, like you say, because they mind ain't right, and they making them accept that at a young age because they're trying to stop our population. We don't want no more of us out here making babies. You gotta look at the big situation on it, man. I'm telling y'all. That's why they trying to push it in Africa and everywhere and all them other places, and them people saying, hell no.
Yeah, they
are.
I don't
blame
them.
And they're going to do that but get worse, man.
They locking people up
worse.
For it over
Y'all
there in Ghana. Mm-hmm. You go over Ghana and you want
Ghana,
to act in the food. You going to jail.
One part they accepted it though. One part they accepted it though. But that's what's the lady name from over here? Condoleezza, whatever her name is. She the one went over there pushing that. Pay attention to the news, what's going on. I'm gonna leave it alone.
Yeah.
Like you say, this ain't church
Camilla
and we
Hurd.
Can stay on
Camilla
it all
Hurd.
Day long. Yeah, Camilla Hurd. That's what I'm talking about. Sorry, Miss Lisa. I didn't mean to say your name. Camilla Hurd. That's right.
Yeah. Well, I mean, hey, we that's why here on Kale's Corner, we stand praying for other folks, and we hope that our prayer makes a difference. Seriously, because, I mean, this world is headed on a path, man, of pure destruction. Pure destruction.
Oh,
leave it alone.
And it's coming, bro. And it's coming. But to my man out there with the Angels, I'm with 57 when he said that I would have put Otani. I would have put him on the market too, 57. I'm telling you the honest truth. I would have put him on the market. I would have saw what I can get with that man because you're gonna get a lap. Because to me, and like you say, I know he probably stayed out there because. Like he's surrounded by his peoples and all that out there in Cali, but you ain't gonna win nothing, man, because you're gonna have to pay that man some money. You ain't trying to win. They're gonna have to pay him some more money in a couple of years if he still be out there and don't go. Because that's a bad dude. That man bad, man. I'm talking about he go up there and strike you out. He don't go up there and try to pitch around the base. And then when he get up there to hit, he knock it out the park. Man, ain't no pitchers doing it like that.
Yeah,
that's why I believe he had more to do with not leaving than we think. I think his him and his agent
and I agree with
went
you.
In there and said, "Hey, man, this guy don't want to go nowhere."
I agree with you.
That's a good problem to have. If you are the Angel, too. Okay, he don't want to go. He ain't trading them. Let them stay right here. So,
hey, Kel, can I say something real quick, if you don't mind?
Go ahead.
All I want to say is I love and respect my brother and my sister, and they know what they know how I feel and everything. You know, that Tang know why I said what I said. It's not that I always believe that when you bring these two things up in a conversation, politics or religion, and you stay on it too long, somebody going to fall out. You know,
back.
And that's why, he knows I'm not against him or against what he's saying. I love him.
Mm-hmm.
I respect his word. I respect where he is. But, you know, I just don't want anybody on here because of our politics or our religion to fall out with one another. You know, and
right.
I've seen it happen. That's the only reason why I say it.
That's cool. That's cool. I respect that as well. But
can I say
also,
one more thing? I'm sorry. Go ahead, Kim.
I want one under all our voices that we know believe in God. And that's just why you change that. No one is going to.
Definitely.
Change.
I mean, Shohei Ohtani, I mean, not to get off what you guys were saying, I was just trying to bring it back to baseball because, like y'all say, you stay on it too long, you fall out. So let's just bring it back to baseball. And Shohei Ohtani is the first player in MLB history to record 40 home runs and 15 stolen bases. He even steal bases, y'all, and 15 stolen bases in a team's first 115 games. He ain't even got through all the games yet. That's just 115 games. The only other player to do it within the team's first 120 games is Ken Griffey Jr. in 1998. Yeah. And, of course, he was not a pitcher. He was an outfielder, okay?
Right.
So that goes to show you. Yeah, it was natural for him. You know, he wasn't pitching, hitting, and stealing bases. He was only hitting and catching balls and running and stealing bases. You know what I mean? Like, so that's history all by itself. Like, that's why I said he's on a road. He's already made history. He's trying to make more history.
Well, all I can say is go, Gadget Tony. For real. He is Mr. Whatever.
Exactly.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Exactly.
He's the new Bo Jackson, baby.
The new, yeah.
Wow. Show
yes.
knows.
Oh, man, show knows.
Oh, show knows.
Now, Bo, you right.
Oh,
there
yeah.
you go. There you go, 57. There you go, 57.
Yep.
Show knows.
Show knows. Show knows. I tell you, well, I got something to stay with. I can't wait till we get to football. I got something for somebody today.
Yeah. You better not.
Oh,
listen, Don't come for me. Cause I don't have time for you today. I don't got time for you, sir.
I got something for all of y'all today.
You will get me.
Okay, y'all.
Best of Gale.
Let's see if it's Rev or if it's not. 1-1.
That's Nas.
Hey, what up, y'all?
What's up, Nas? How you doing,
hey,
Soulja?
Cooling. My man, you know how I be? How y'all doing?
Man, you are happy to be back on the corner on this beautiful Tuesday.
Yes, sir.
For sure. You get a chance to hear the MLB batting leaders. Now the top 10.
Go ahead, Kale, my bad.
Nah, I was cutting you off. Go ahead. You good.
Say, I'm coming in off beat. You know what I'm saying? Throwing pump fakes. But, man, you know, this Ohtani dude, you know, he all right. You know what I mean? He all right, I guess. You know what I'm saying? I guess. You know, you win the Cy Young and the MVP. I guess he all right. You know what I mean?
The all right, huh?
Hey, bro.
Nah, it's crazy.
I said,
nah, he all right.
He okay. Yeah, I take him.
So I need him to quit being humble. No, I need him to quit being humble. I need him to talk his ish. I need him to say, I'm the greatest to do it. I'm the best to ever do it right now. I need him to start talking that, man. Bo knows. Shoot the show news commercial tomorrow. They need to pay cut 57 and check. Shoot the show news commercial tomorrow, man.
I give all of y'all a part of it. I give all of y'all a piece of my check, bro.
Hey.
I know
but
that's right.
That's not his personality. So it speaks that and his game turned to less than superhero. You know, a lot of people are be down on the brother, well, the dude, rather. So, you know, I welcome his humble approach. I welcome that. Just keep doing what you do, bro. Let your arm, when you're pitching, speak for you, and let that bat, when you're hitting, do all the talking. You know, so that's cool in my book.
Go ahead, bro.
No, I said I knew my Betty had something because I heard you say my bet, but Go ahead. I want to hear it.
Mom Betty said she has stepped away for a few minutes. Did she miss us bragging about the O's? She just asking for a friend.
Mm. Ain't nobody bragged about no O's.
Tell her none of her Orioles. None of her Orioles are in the top 10. Yeah, but none of them are in the
top 10.
So, well, their team, yes, in their division, yes, but when they come to the MLB leaders,
how does it feel to be on top of the world and don't nobody like
you? They're number two in the whole league.
Great.
Still don't nobody like them.
I know that's right, Mama. Tell them.
Don't nobody like them.
Yeah, it takes a special team to get two of the top 10 players in the league at the same time. You know, it takes a special team to do that.
The
New York Yankees, baby.
They're the top on the AOE. Ma said the Yankees at the bottom, the Orioles at the top.
That's just this year. That's just this year. We're on a bad year.
Mm.
She said that's what we talking about this year.
If we look, I tell her if we could put a gag order on someone next year, we might be okay.
She said she loves the Oreos. I love them. She said I love them.
Well, now you have two players.
Well, you know, yeah, man, you know that team in Atlanta, man. It is what it is, man. Like, look, we got all our pitchers hurt. We bringing people off the street. Hey, man, just holding the five runs. We'll score enough. Don't worry about it. Like, I mean, that's just what it is, man.
I thought I saw Holyfield out there the other night playing.
The Nationals.
Excuse me.
The Rays.
No, you got
three players in the top 10. You have Austin Riley, Ozzie Albies, and Matt Olson. All three of those in the top 10. Wow.
Yeah, that's without including Acuna. You see what I'm saying? So, you know, it is what it is, man. Maybe we get some healthy pitches and, you know, we probably run the whole thing, man. Might as well just get this trophy. It's nice, man. Atlanta ain't
getting
any nice things.
Yeah, I like the way he's sending out all them little bragging streamers and everything.
What trophy?
Because they're on top
of
their division.
Yeah.
Y'all always choke when you get close to the World Series.
We're not really playing the rest of the league this year. We're playing against the all-time, like, Yankees, we against those teams, the great teams. But we ain't really looking at people in 2023.
My baby said listen to the crybaby.
What she say?
Listen to the crybaby.
Acuna Jr. is number 14 on the list. He's number 14. So, you know, looking like daggone Atlanta, I'm counting the top 20. Atlanta has Marcell Ozuna, Ronald Acuna Jr., Ozzie Albies, and Matt Olson. So this is looking like an all Atlanta.
Acuna Jr. might get the MVP.
Yeah, well, speaking strictly
my
baseball.
My baby said if y'all can't stop hating on the O's, I'm leaving.
Don't leave, my baby. I'm about to say something good about the O's right now. As far as the Braves go, The Braves need to win their the division, and they need to be the best team in the National League because they cannot go through that murderous row that they need to go through to get through to the World Series. I know it, and Nob knows it. So he hopes that they stay on this track that they're on. The O's might end up in the World Series. They might end up in the World Series.
That's fair. Hey.
Let me tell you, the Braves, the best thing about the Braves in their division, 57, Kale with y'all being in that division, is that the next person, the Phillies, they 10 games behind. So it's going to take them 10 games to catch up, and I don't see the Braves losing 10 games, like straight 10 games just for them to catch up. I don't see that. Losing no games. You know what I'm saying? Like the Phillies not losing no games. The Marlins 14 games behind. The Mets is 20 games behind. And the Nationals are 22 games behind. So, I mean, they pretty much got that division locked up, unless they just come out there and sync it up for the next month.
My buddy, all I got to say is I am with whoever playing the Orioles. I'm with that team. What 57 said was fair, man. We're going to run away with the division. And the playoffs, that's a different story because our pitching is really not solid. We got a whole bunch of injuries and question marks.
Mm-hmm.
So we could get to the playoffs and fall apart. So that's the part that's sticking out. Mm-hmm. Baltimore, yeah, they got some more pitching now. And them young boys hitting, Rochman and Gunnar Henderson, like they solid. They still waiting on Mullins to get back. And they still run.
Yeah.
It's real.
Mm-hmm. And see, the Reds on y'all's butt. The Reds is like right behind y'all, man, waiting for y'all to slip. The Cincinnati. For the Braves to slip.
No, they like 10 games behind, though.
10 games. See, the end of August is when all the games and how many games left we got was really going to matter. Because now you got about one more month before you going to be, or half a month before you enter the playoff. So by the end of this month right here, 10 games back, you 10 games, 20 games back, you're in terrible shape.
Yeah.
You need somebody to fall off.
And they just might fall. They one game behind the Brewers. The Reds are one game behind the Brewers. So they can easily catch them and be gone. You know what I mean? They can easily catch the Phillies. They one game behind the Phillies. So, it's possible. I mean, it's definitely possible.
And we ain't even mentioning San Diego and the Dodgers. We haven't even brought them up yet.
Listen, San Diego is not doing good at all, sir. Stop. Listen, whoever predicted them, they could let that go. Tang.
They downstairs.
Y'all can let that go. Because they all the way at the bottom. They not at the bottom, but they at the bottom. Okay? They only won 55 games.
They hail on PlayStation, though. They hail on PlayStation. They lie on those. I don't know why they don't
hit. Hey, go ahead, Nob. You ain't right.
I'm saying they loaded, man. I don't know why they can't hit.
They know bought in. Everybody ain't bought in, and everybody not on the same page. I've watched San Diego play. I've watched them play, and they got a really good roster. Like their roster is don't reflect their the game wins. Like their roster don't reflect that at all. So I don't know what's going on down there. Like the chemistry must not be right, or something ain't going on right with them.
They're like
down
the middle child. You know, you can't be the big child.
I'm a middle child. Don't
And you can't
don't
be
do
the
that.
Little child.
Don't do
Y'all
that.
Ain't
yeah.
the little child.
That.
Y'all, you know what? Here we go.
Child.
She couldn't wait.
I am
she
a middle
couldn't
child.
Wait.
I'm a middle child.
She could
I'm
not
a,
wait.
I'm a middle child. You know?
I'm a middle child, too. So don't do that, 57. We, the coast.
You're talking about in reality, you're a middle child. For real. I'm talking metaphorically as far as baseball
no,
goes.
Not.
They trap in between
is,
the Dodgers and the Giants.
I'm just saying
they trapped in between the Dodgers and the Giants, and San Diego can't get past that. That's all I was going to say. That's what I meant. I didn't know you was a middle child. I didn't know you was a middle child. Ooh, so sensitive.
All right, great conversation.
I love you.
I love
you, sis. Talking baseball and all myself are the middle of children.
Okay. 563-999-378. We get back. We're gonna take a dab into the WNBA debacle.
All right,
The Mercury Phoenix guys have banned, or what I'm going to say is, Skylar Diggins-Smith, that she cannot use the facility to get herself back in prime WNBA basketball shape. And I'm saying, shame on Phoenix. Truly. Shame on Phoenix. This young woman has done what she has been asked to do and then some to participate in the of your you got drafted a first round over. And you're treating her this way, she cannot come into this and get her body right. Now, it's not she's so out of shape. In the facility. And I'm trying to figure out, you still paying her as a member of your team, why can't she use the Mercury facility? That's crazy to me. That is crazy to me. And we're not talking about someone who is just anybody to your team. We're talking about someone that's a first-round draft pick. The third overall pick in the 2013 draft. What's really going on here? What is seriously going on here? When I see the WNBA, and I hate to go back to this topic, but celebrate women on women relationships and marriage. They celebrate it. What is wrong with this woman who just had a baby coming in, her second child, I might add? What is wrong with her coming in and getting herself totally together and prepared for when she can return? I mean, what do you guys think about this? What do you say on this? Lady T, we're going to let you have the floor.
Okay, so when I first heard the story, I was like, well, are they punishing her for having a baby? Or I'm not understanding what was going on. So she said after she had the baby, this is her second child, not her first, but her second child, after she had the baby, her and her husband had the baby, she wanted to come back to the facility and work out. You know, it was her maternity leave was almost over, but it wasn't over. So they banned her from the facilities. They said she could not women. They said they banned her from the facilities. She couldn't use the massage therapist. She couldn't use the chiropractor. Somebody need to mute their phone.
Yeah. Whoever dealing with that paper. Oh, yeah. Thank you. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, y'all.
Okay. She couldn't use the massage therapist, the chiropractor. She couldn't use a team chef, the strength and conditioning coaches, nutritionist wasn't accessible to her. She couldn't use no part of the facility, and I didn't understand why. And she, to this day, don't understand why. And they're saying she can't use the facility because she's not getting a check. Like, she's not, you know, that they're not paying her. So you have to be, like, getting a check in order for them, for you to be able to use the facilities. And I was like, what? That don't even make sense. I'm still under she's still under contract, even though the contract doesn't extend to her having a baby and being on maternity leave and all of that kind of stuff, which I still think is kind of crazy, too, because if I'm getting a check from any WNBA team, I'm putting that in my clothes. Like, if you – only people that's not putting that in their clothes is the people that – same-sex people, you know what I mean? Like, those type of people.
Yeah.
And they should still be putting it in their clothes, too, because you don't – some of these people are just going through phases, and some of them are that's just how they really feel, or I think it's all ludicrous. Put it in your clothes so it won't be no misunderstandings, no mishaps, no none of that. But I just think Mercury, it's a bad look on the team, Mercury, Phoenix Mercury. It's just a bad look altogether. They just downing women, and I don't like it. I just don't like it at all. I think it's distasteful, to say the least.
Come on, 57.
I really don't know a lot about the story to know what's going on. I don't know why they would do her like that if she's a member of the team and still under contract. Is there some type of insurance thing that reason why, you know, why won't she or someone from the organization come out and explain to us why they won't allow her to do that instead of letting us speculate and letting both sides speculate about why the team treating her like that or why she's speaking out against the team or whatever. Somebody just need to come out and say what's going on. If it's nothing big, say what's going on. You know, and just
and
stop letting it just linger
pregnant.
Like this.
But they let her play while she was pregnant. They let her play while she was pregnant and paid her. They let her play. They let her take personal leave. And paid her, right? So now
see,
say it again.
Another thing, too, and you got to remember, see, there's a whole lot going on. The NBA, the WNBA, especially the Aces and Becky Hammond, they just got sued over the offseason for trading a girl that had been pregnant, and they traded her and got rid of her, and she was able to go to court and prove that they got rid of her because she was pregnant. So I'm sure that somebody's doing something that they don't really know if this is the right way to do it or not, but they're afraid of getting sued by somebody. So somebody should come out and tell us exactly what's going on. If you've done all of this, let her play while she was pregnant and all that. I mean, let us know what's happening. And if you're pregnant, I'm going to say this, and maybe I'm wrong because I'm not a woman, but if it was my wife and my wife came to me and said, I'm pregnant, your NBA career, not NBA career, but your season just ended because you're not going back out there on the court with my baby.
Like, what happened was she was playing pregnant but didn't know it, and then when she found out she
stopped playing. What I'm saying.
Okay. But under the comments, it said, like, people was commenting, and they was, you know how we venting right now, and we trying to figure out what's going on as well. One of the people was one of the beat reporters. He wrote, it's okay for a player to bring illegal substances to foreign countries, go to prison there, use taxpayers' money to come back to the U.S., fly privately to WNBA games, but if you having a baby, you can't utilize the facilities to get back in shape and to help your team. This is really confusing. Breaking rules for Brittany is okay, not okay for Skylar, but not okay for Skylar, and she ain't broke no rules.
I just said to someone the other day.
Yeah.
If y'all notice how quiet Brittany.
That's what made
Brittany Griner has brain been.
Yep. No,
because she knows they're going
to
throw that back. No.
Now.
She knows that they're going to throw this back at her They just, everything hasn't calmed down yet. Everybody, excitement, she's back, boo, 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 boo. But like that comment, that statement right there, that's like, that's like the stuff up, you know, you throw that stuff up against the wall to see if it sticks. That's why she's staying quiet, because she know eventually they're going to throw that stuff up against the wall on her.
It's coming for
her. You know, it's coming. They coming for her. We brought you back, and look what you, look, you did this while you was over there. We could have got some other people back that didn't do anything. It's coming for her.
Back. Mm-hmm. I believe that, too.
Yeah, they did wrong for bringing Griner into that situation.
Exactly.
They did wrong for that, man. This, her situation is an international incident
totally
that involves
different.
Major world powers. Like, that's totally different from a basketball argument with management. And that's basically what this is. This is labor versus management. This is the idea. Like, we all know every league cries poor. Hey, we ain't got no money. We can only do this, that, and the third. The problem with the WNBA is they actually mean it when they cry poor, so that gives them a little more leverage in dealing with the players. So this is something that they supposedly addressed in the CBA. You know what I mean? The pregnancy clause. This was something that was supposedly addressed in that legalese. But from what we can see, obviously ownership can get around it and cause problems. So what they're doing to Skylar is wrong. This also shows you that women could be misogynistic too. It ain't always got to be men at the top tier to do some misogynistic stuff. So
I'm going to say this real quick, and I'm going to get off my high horse. You want to talk conspiracy? The WNBA is small by design. If I let you get big, then you're going to be like your big brother. I can't control you no more. So I'm going to keep you at 20 teams, 12 teams, whatever.
Okay.
You know, let you continue to cry about you need to play for me because you can't go overseas now because of what happened to Brittany. What happened to Brittany? Listen to me good. This is 57's comments. What happened to Brittany was a godsend for the WNBA. We ain't got to worry about you going overseas now to try to get more money. You need us now. You need us. Yeah. We're going to keep you small.
Because like
you, if we, if we let you get big, then you're going to try to control things like your big brother over there, and we ain't going to let that happen again. Boom.
Come on, man. Talk that talk.
That's the leverage conversation right there. So that puts more leverage in their hands. And then, you know, let's get to the other part of this. When they got a draft and first-round picks are being cut because the rosters, the league is so small and the rosters are so deep that first-rounders are signed, you know, day-to-day contracts and stuff like that. You got an expansion problem, and you got a problem with your CBA. So they ain't even cutting the cake in the right way yet, and the players, they're fighting back. That, you know, they're doing what they're supposed to do, but, you know, this is a long fight, man. Ask the NFL players. Mm-hmm. They've been fighting for decades, man, to get things done. So, you know, salute to them, but this Skylar Diggs story rubbed me the wrong way because it's just like, ain't no, what they call it when a doctor who gives you good care, what do they call it? It just seems so ugly, man. Like, I don't know how this plays to your fan base to do this to one
it's
of your stars.
22.
Yeah, and what are you telling families? So, yeah, this is ugly.
Yeah. It really is. Yeah. And what are you teaching us? Like, what are you teaching? I mean, what are we supposed to think when stuff like this goes on? Because we know, just like Nas said, there was a contract, a clause or something. They women. Somebody going to get pregnant. So, you know, it's a clause somewhere in there. That got to be there. So now that they found a way to get around it, now we got to go back to the drawing board so they can't get around it no more. And how long is that going to take?
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
this
whole situation.
And like 57 said, they winning.
This whole situation is a big old booger. It's a booger on the WNBA for the way that they're treating this woman. And 57, that was a great point. That was a great point because I didn't even take it that far, but to have an example as to why you ladies need to stay here and lean and depend on us, like
the Brittany Griner situation. It's I'm telling you, it topples anything they can say to these ladies to convince them to stay. Whether they use vape or not, you know what I mean? Them people going to find a reason to lock you up. Them people going to find a reason to keep you here. So, you know, hey,
wow.
Yeah, well, I hope that the Mercury get their act together seriously and, welcome this young lady back to the facility with open arms, serious. And you know, I think with the WNBA, if you realize their season is going on right now, but a lot of their rumors and news is kind of hush-hush. You know, it's like we're going to sweep it under the rug and we're not going to let our fans and different people in on exactly what's happening. I think Brittany Griner, because it was an international situation, it was made privy to the public. I still will say there's not many people outside of Phoenix that doesn't know how Skylar Diggins-Smith is being treated by the Mercury Phoenix. I truly don't feel enough people know.
I understand since Nas just said that about the about these young ladies that's going in the first round on a day-to-day contract, and I really understand why that girl that's from Baltimore that won the championship last year in college, why she stayed in college, because she says she make more money in college than she will when she get to the WNBA.
Audrey Wilson.
Yeah,
Audrey
Wilson. Said that.
Facts.
She had an article about that. Yeah.
She said she ain't even pressed him.
Day to day.
She just been in college the whole time. She would.
And you see her out there.
Like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's true.
You see her out there making advertisements and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But she make more money than the people in the WNBA right now. She make more money than some of the women in the WNBA.
Yeah.
She do. And she in college.
Yeah, she do. And she said it. Yeah. And she showed it. She talked about that.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
That's
I look at all the people you got in the WNBA that's double dipping. They're in the WNBA, but they own ESPN. They're doing all these different commercials. The money is out there. You got to know how to market yourself. I bet you Brittany Griner find a way now. I bet she ain't, because Sheila said she ain't going out of the country no more. You know? The money is here, right here in the United States.
That girl, that dark skin girl, what's her name? Something. It's a crazy African name, but she do the analysis on her off season. She do analysis and analogies, and then she played. I think she played for them, but she played. Mm. I think she a twin, and her sister. Mm. That's what they do. They play.
Yeah.
They play ball and
twins.
Then they do it. Analysis, yeah.
They are twins.
Well, y'all, I for one that hope and pray that they receive wrong in their decisions and move on and allow that young lady the full package of benefits that come with being a member of their team. Seriously, I truly
mm-hmm.
do. Now, hey, let's jump real quick into the NBA. It's not a whole lot with the NBA talk. ESPN is reported to retain Hubie Brown for the upcoming season.
Oh, my God.
Well, I like Hubie Brown. I like Hubie Brown.
I do, too, but, I mean, look, he's 70, he's 99 years old. Let somebody else come in. I mean, we heard him already. I don't want to look at him. I don't want to look at him. He's not eye candy. He's not none of that. He's not nothing. Like, go home, spend time with your great-great-great-great-grandkids, and sit down. Let somebody else do that.
You're wrong, lady.
I don't want to see him.
She said that Bama 99. The Celtics remain interested in re-signing Blake Griffin, y'all. Look like he'll be a Celtic again next season. Yeah, that's good. The Lakers are still interested in signing Christian Wood from the Dallas Mavericks. Hey,
that's nice.
Wood's average 16 points. Wood's average 16.6 points per game, 7.3 rebounds, 1.1 blocks. You know, so he's an active young man, and the Lakers are trying to do what they can do to get him in there. Like I said, it's really not a whole lot of NBA news, which I'm glad. At least they're not dogging nobody right now, talking trash about nobody and saying this one needs to apologize to that one and all of that stuff. So we're just going to wait to see exactly what goes on as we get closer to the season. The Raptors, guys, were offered a low upside first round pick package for OG Anunoby. Right. And the Raptors say y'all can get out of here with that. We're gonna keep our dude. Aggressively pursue Anunoby. So, you know, hey. And become a free agent in 2024 if he declines. He can become a free agent in 2024 if he declines his $19.9 million player option. Anunoby is one we're going to have to look out for. Sixers and Clippers expected to pick up James Harden trade talk for whatever reason. I don't know about anybody else, but I'm pretty much over the James Harden conversation. Seriously.
Him and Embiid, he didn't want to, I guess, play with Embiid, and Embiid felt the same, so he felt like he needed to ask for a trade.
Pascal Siakam and the Raptors have not discussed an extension as of yet. They have not discussed an extension, and I thought Siakam was a good fit on the Raptors on their team. Yeah, so you know we got to watch that. The Raptors can currently offer Siakam up to a 4-year deal worth $192 million. So that's one to watch. I think he's going to take that. I don't think any other team will match the Raptors' offer when it comes to Siakam. So,
kudos. He was getting like 24, 25 points a game and 8 rebounds. And at least 6 assists, because that was a stat. So he was pretty good. He was pretty solid.
He's tight. He's nice.
Yeah,
he is.
Your boy hurt himself, bro. Big bro.
Who is that?
For the Sixers.
What happened? What's his name?
I told Big Bro his boy hurt himself. Our man that played with the Bullets. He over there with the Sixers now. He might be gone for half of the year.
Who is that?
What's his name, man? The man, you know, the one that you know that go hard, that mug all day when he out there on the court.
Oh, Harold.
Oh,
Montrez.
Yeah.
Montrez. Yeah.
He tore his meniscus.
Yeah. And his Achilles, I think.
And
both of them.
ACL.
Ooh.
Yeah. And
ooh,
his ACL.
Yeah. That's what
yeah.
he was. The ACL. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And right. his meniscus.
Medulla oblongata.
His meniscus.
57. I can't with him. But yeah,
yeah,
that's
he might not come back if he tore both of the at the same time. He might not make it back. Not with the way his game
it.
Is. He a power game.
That's
yeah.
what they say.
Right.
Yeah.
And
he's an undersized
true.
Energy athlete guy. And if
he
can't do that, yeah, I don't know what he does, but dang, that's
and
sad.
And he tore because they didn't play him. So he probably was trying to get himself back in shape because he wasn't in no good shape because they didn't play him at all.
Yeah, we,
no,
should
but
have
but
made, we never should have let that guy go.
For where he is, he can
yeah.
make some nice bread in the league. Second round pick,
yeah,
undersized guy, made it to a couple contracts, probably going to get a pension. You know what I mean? So, he cooked a little bit. But just remember,
so cool
with the NBA, every max player is 35% of a team's cap. And what does the cap do? The cap goes up from 10% to 15% every year. So in 2015-16, the offer that was on the table for Bron, of course he didn't take it because he didn't do long terms then, was 5 years, 132. That was 2015 now. Here we are in 2023. Jokic's offer was 5 years, $264 million. So the money just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger. So salute the players for growing the game. And whenever
yeah.
you see one of these big contracts, remember, the owner write the check. He getting a big old
exactly.
chunk of
hell up now.
Don't get it
twisted. I think Montrez Earl, he probably was about $36 million. About 36, 37 million altogether. Yeah.
Yep.
From the Lakers has got 186. AD got 186, I believe, for three years.
3 years, yep.
Yeah.
And everybody's talking about the Jaylen Brown contract. The AD contract would eat that up.
Real talk, y'all. We on the corner. Real talk. Do y'all see AD worth that much money? Seriously.
In all honesty.
Do you guys see
yep.
why?
Yes.
Why?
Because
he's healthy.
Yeah. Go ahead.
No, I was just gonna say, when he's healthy, he's proven himself to be a top 75 of all time player. He got to go to that ceremony and all that. We saw him in the playoffs, really, really good. Probably the next best player to Jokic in that series that they got ran out of. And he's your transition. When LeBron leaves, you're gonna put the thing on his shoulders, and you signed it for short years. So that way, if the injuries do come into play, you can walk away in a few years. So you know you gained
yeah.
the security you needed, but you know you can leave him in three. So it's cool.
I'd say when the injuries do come into play, not if, when
probably.
They come into play. You know what I mean? And that's just going, that's not to put nothing bad on the young man, and I hope he does not get hurt. I hope he fulfills his contract and then some. But judging off of what we've seen from him, he wasn't even the man. And he couldn't handle the situation. So how do we expect, if when LeBron leaves, like you said, how do we expect him to carry that team?
He proved it in the playoffs this year.
Yes.
Yeah, he did. He did.
Yeah.
He proved it in the playoffs this year. That's what got him, though, big bro.
I think when LeBron leaves, It'll take the pressure off of him. Like he don't have to look up to him. You know what I mean? Like he don't have that expectation
yeah.
of him to be as high. He can everything will be on himself. Like he have his own expectations. He can do it his way. You know he don't got to follow no LeBron. He ain't got to be in LeBron's shadow. He don't got to. It would be just wiped away. So I think the injuries and all that stuff would be lessened. Because he'll be doing it his way. That's what I think.
In the days NBA, he ain't got to be Shaquille or Kareem. He ain't got to be that. He's the type of guy that if you – LeBron let him down too. If he's the type of guy that can go out and give you 20, 10, and 15 every night if you just surround him with the other players. I think he proved that. I think, you know, just – was he worth the money? Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
that's cool. That's cool. We all know time will tell. Time will tell. All right, y'all. Great WNBA and NBA conversation. We're about to transfer this thing to the NFL. Do y'all realize this is the first weekend? This is the first weekend we get all new fresh football. I don't care if it's just the preseason. We get fresh football. All right. 563-999-3782. We'll be right back.
Woo! Bring them out, bring them out, bring them out, bring them out. It's hard to yell when the bat rails in your mouth.
Come on.
Bring them out, bring them out.
Hey.
Bring them out, bring them out.
Yeah.
Bring them out, bring them out.
Hey.
Bring them out, bring them out.
VIP, coming live from the VIP. Heard the nightlife, lost life, what I mean. Most feds in the state wanna see my knee. The whole city got pissed, heard he got three. That other rapper got a hit, but shouted, he not out. Who set the city on fire soon as he got free? The king back now, Rawls don't even know how to act now. Hit the club, strippers getting naked before I sat down. See a ball, the money stacked all the shack now. See a push a button to let the roof on the lack down. I'm on the road doing shows to my Mac down. Mississippi to Philly, Albuquerque.
Bring them out, bring them out, bring them out, bring them out. Yeah, bring them out. It's that time. We're going to go with the 2023 Hall of Fame inductees. You have Rondé Barber, Don Coryell, Chuck Howley. Wow.
Bro, your phone messing up, bro. I got you. We got Rondé Barber, cornerback. Darrell Revis, cornerback. Joe Thomas, left tackle. Zach Thomas, linebacker. DeMarcus Ware and Singer/Singer, defensive end. Dwight Freeney, defensive end. Don Coryell, coach and contributor. Chuck Howley, linebacker, and they have senior
inside
it. I guess he's the senior. Yep. Joe Klecko, defensive linebacker, senior. Ken Riley, cornerback, senior. You guys. Kale, take it away.
I'm cool with this, but the ham sandwich told DeMarcus where he could sing the national anthem.
Hey, you ain't lying, man.
Y'all must have read his resume. Y'all must have read that man's resume. It said DeMarcus Ware, he is an all-time defensive end player, and he is one of the best singers this world has ever seen. Okay? Y'all got him.
No, they didn't.
What
world? What? No, they did.
What world?
She made that up.
Wayne's World? Was it Wayne's World that he was supposed to?
Molly World.
Treece reminded me when the runner, what was his name, Treece, that butchered the national anthem? What was that guy's name?
Carl Lewis.
I was like, bruh, stick to running. And with the moment you win, listen, I am a patriot,
hey, man.
Through and through. I love my country through and through. And usually when the national anthem is being sung, I get a chill or two, a bump or two. But when DeMarcus Ware began to show his rendition of the national anthem, I was like, boy, I picked up my phone. I was about to call Tang. You know, every down.
He couldn't have been worse than Carl Lewis, man.
Man,
he wasn't worse, but he can't sing at all. He wasn't
hey,
worse than Carl Lewis, but he cannot sing at all. Carl Lewis,
I was about to say, he butchered. Carl Lewis stopped him and said, "Hey, let's start over." I said, "What?"
Yeah, he showed up big.
What was making me mad about DeMarcus Ware? What was making me mad is how he was holding his hand, Kevin, like he was hitting that note, like he was doing his hand, like yeah, and you know, like he was really hitting it. I was like, "Dog, put your hand down!" Like you
yeah,
making it
man, I don't know. I don't know who told that man he can sing.
Jerry Jones told him, man. Jerry said, "Look, I believe in you. So you get out there and you do.
You sound like him.
You get out there and you do the damn thing. I believe in you."
His wife should have told him no. His wife should have said no. You're not doing that. He had no plan to tell him, "Dog, look, you sound no. Like no, you can't sing, dog. No. What are you doing?"
I got a fresh pack. I can't wait till we get off of this line so I can pull that up on YouTube and laugh.
Oh, you missed it.
Get your napkin beside you because you're going to be crying kids, brother. I'm telling you that name.
Yeah, I haven't seen it.
Oh,
Lord.
Boy.
Oh, boy.
I've been watching people get hit by chairs and thrown off boats and stuff the last
Yeah, that one there. But hey, you know what? I want to say congratulations all of this year's class of inductees. Darrell Revis, KM, and I, at first I was like, yeah. And then I said, Darrell Revis has beyond the shadow of a doubt. Bruh. Is going online and taking point on the rest of my life. Darrell Revis done blew up, y'all. And I was like, oh my goodness, they showed the playing weight of Darrell Revis to where he is now. And I was like, oh my goodness. But hey, when you retire and you have money, what else is there to do? Enjoy food every week. You know? You know,
he ain't seen a weight room since he left.
I'm gonna say this.
See, that's what I keep trying to tell him, Kale.
Go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut across you like that, but you just struck a chord with me.
Go ahead. I struck your chord.
I'm gonna tell her. I'm retired. I got money. Why I need to lose weight?
Exactly. That's what I said.
One word.
Lie my ass off.
Health. Health, man. It is not healthy to be no daggone balloon, man. Health. We gotta, you know.
Hey, man.
And as black folks, we got to watch that, man. You know.
I grew up in the projects. I didn't think I was going to make it past 35. So I'm on somebody else's time right now.
Let me ask you guys a question. For those of you who actually watch the Hall of Fame inductee ceremony, did Tiki Barber seem like he was a little bit, you know,
arrogant?
Jealous. Hey. No, not arrogant. Like, yeah, you got in, but I had the greater career. You know what I'm saying? The jokes that he was making to me, it was like if my brother would have said some of those things to me after the ceremony, I'd have been like, "Clem, what's up with you? What's going on in your head, man? Were you supposed to be such me? You got up that joint and went." Full hell roast section. You know what I mean? So did anybody else witness that or feel that from watching Tiki Barber speak for his brother? Introduction, rather, for his brother.
Yeah, I did. You need to check out that 30 for 30 with the two of them together.
He's the same way. He's the same way.
But that's just who he is, y'all. He's been like that this whole time.
Yeah.
He's been
and
like
the other brother doesn't
time.
Say anything back at all. That's the way they are.
Yes. That's just how they are. One. I call them good and bad. Good and bad.
Yeah.
So my dad said the same thing. My dad said that he felt like he was hating too a little bit. But that's just how they are. Good. I call one good and one bad. Rondé's the good one. Tiki Barber is the bad one. So, but they've been like that their whole life.
I'd have walked up there and just said Michael Strahan and then pointed at him and everybody would have known.
That's cold. That's cold.
Hey, that would have shut him up. That would have definitely shut him up.
Boy.
Oh, my goodness.
Damn.
Shots fired, man.
Did y'all really be at the dinner table? I mean, at the Sunday dinner table, looking at each other sideways.
Strahan
had been
on
his side for a while.
If I'm Rondé, guess what? I'm wearing my gold jacket to every dinner we have together. You better believe.
I'm talking about it's gonna be in the car. It's gonna be in the car. On deck.
Wrapped in plastic. Back. So the little kids that run up to me can't leave fingerprints. And Tiki won't be able to throw those spaghetti and meatballs on me. You hear me? Yeah. Let me wrap this jacket. Congratulations.
Oh, yeah.
For the first time, seriously, I look at these inductees and I don't see anybody that doesn't belong. Don Coryell, excellent coach. You know, I even give DeMarcus Ware his props. You know, don't sing no more. Don't sing no more. But he was a hell of a player for Dallas. And I say this as a Washington fan, happened to go up against his can twice a season for years. Zach Thomas, Zach and Joe Thomas. You know, Joe Thomas was a hell of a lineman for Cleveland, you know, and I'm glad to see these guys
never miss
the
game.
You know what I'm saying? Talk about an iron, you know, but I know me. Why in the hell is Brian Mitchell not in here yet? Why is Brian, and I know Brian Mitchell's attitude kind of rubbed some folks the wrong way, but no more than Terrell Owens did. No more than Terrell Owens did. And we're talking about a Super Bowl winner, a guy until Devin Hester came along, held all the kick and punt return records. And you guys are still overlooking this man. That man should be in the Hall of Fame. Hall of Fame. That's
he
all
should,
I'm
but
saying.
You know, Brian Mitchell is one of them guys that ain't going to let you say anything to him, man. So they hating on him, man. And like you said, he definitely supposed to be in there a long time ago. A lot of people supposed to be in there a long time ago from that old team.
Well, I was surprised. Yeah. I mean,
you know, Tang, it is
your
it is.
Boy Chuck Howley. I was surprised Chuck Howley was just getting in. Chuck Howley was a bad player.
He was a monster
for the Dallas Cowboys.
And you know
he
what?
Was a monster.
When I saw that, I said, "Damn, I guess they don't hate on everything." But Chuck was probably another one that didn't bite his tongue. He probably said what he wanted to say to all of them, and they ain't like it.
They didn't like
That's
it.
That's why he didn't have him in.
Exactly.
You know, and like Kale said, Don Carroll Coryell. That's the way. That's why they throwing the ball the way they throwing it now. He brought that
yes,
in.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You know?
Yes, sir. Before the greatest show on turf, there was Don Coryell.
Air Coryell.
Doing his thing out there. Yes, sir. Air Coryell. Couldn't say it better. Could not say it better. 57. Air Coryell. That Bama was killing things.
I think one of the best cornerbacks. Darrell Revis, because that man was on the island all by himself. He deserved to be in there.
He definitely deserved to be in there.
He definitely.
Hey, fat boy
when you're
when you're going up against a team and your film, your tape is highlighted throughout that
yep.
leading up to it, to the point where the quarterback says, we're not even going to throw on that side. We're not. Because I've seen Revis check the receiver, right, go 20 yards down the field, and the quarterback tries to throw a little 10, 15-yard pass on his side, and I've seen Revis either intercept it or be there to break the play up. And you would see offensive coordinators, quarterbacks, and wide receivers looking like, how did he get there? How did he get, you know, I tried to take him as far out of the play as I could, and he was with me. How is he stopping a play 10 or 15 yards from the line of scrimmage? He was a great corner.
Yeah.
A great corner.
Yeah, man. Darryl Green, Ronnie Lott, Deion Sanders, that type of
mm-hmm.
air, Darryl Revis.
You're saying some good names
right
there.
Them four guys, yeah. Them four guys right there.
You ain't lying.
Yeah, yeah. True that. You know, you can't say enough. Yeah, that was a great list, 57. That was a great list. All right,
yeah.
Y'all, real quick. Ron Rivera said in a press conference, Washington players are a little concerned by Eric Bieniemy's intensity. I say to you, sir, keep putting your foot in your mouth and you'll be out of the door quicker than you want to be. Serious. When we all know that Washington's in the past, Their camps have been a what do we call it, guys? Camp La La Land. You know what I'm saying? I am glad that this offensive coordinator is showing the talent and the traits of a head coach, being as though we don't have one. And I'm gonna bring Kirby in on this one. Come on, Kirby. Kirby been here quietly all this time. Kirby, what do you say about Ron Rivera's comment?
What's up, Kirby?
I think it's jealousy because E.B. he's got that team humming already. I mean. He's got them running up to the line of scrimmage. They ain't no walking around there. They ain't no country club atmosphere. They working. They sweat. They bleed. I mean, they get chippy with each other.
Yeah,
you
sir.
Know? And if our offense can score on the top five defense of last year and probably be the top four this year or lower, then we ought to do real good against most other teams, you know. But he's old school. He's like a black Lombardi. He's gonna chew your ass
okay.
and love you at the same time. He's gonna
okay.
chew your butt, and if you screw up, he's gonna chew all around your butt and let it fall out.
Uh-oh.
You know, yeah. So now the reason I called in was there was a rumor around there that I get drunk and go to the horse race track. That's not true. I get high and then I go to the horse race track and then I get drunk.
Come on, man. Come on, man.
It is.
That's
yeah.
how you really
so,
think.
So I mean, you know. But you mentioned Don Coryell. One of his students was Joe Gibbs. You know that, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Okay.
And we thank
All
him.
Right, well.
We thank him as Washington
well,
fans.
I'm not saying I'm older than dirt, but back in 1975, or from 70 to 78, you know, I had season tickets at RFK. And 1975, Don Coryell's Cardinals stopped being a joke and was a powerhouse and won the division. Jim Hart was the quarterback. I can't remember the grill. Bill Gray, I think his name was. But he was always hoping you couldn't cover it. And these are 11 over the hill gang players that were all pros at different teams. It was like having 11 coaches out there. They were really good, hard defense, and the Cardinals picked them apart, and they picked Dallas apart too. And speaking of Dallas, what did that cowboy do with the money his mother gave him for singing lessons?
But, I know that's right.
Lord have mercy.
I'm a cowboy fan.
Lord,
are you right?
Please
with that
don't
one,
sing in church. He sang almost as bad as I did. You know, I tried out for the church choir. They told me to sing tenor 15 miles away from the church. You know, that's right. But it's football season, and I am very optimistic about our offense, because with a terrible defense last year, we averaged 18 points a game. I think this year we'll be averaging 28 points a game or higher.
When you get off that new medicine you're taking, let us know.
Y'all heard it here first.
You just sit there and wave your gold and black terrible snot rag, and we'll be
yeah,
be over there.
And you try to find some comfortable chairs for your team to sit in, because they don't like what y'all got right now.
Oh Lord.
All right, I'm going to shut up and let somebody else say something.
Guess what, Kurt? We love you for that. And we really appreciate y'all. Y'all know what time it is. Y'all do know what time it is, right? I hate to do this, but Kirby, since you already talking, give us the last word, Kirby. Come on with the last word.
All right. I just hope and pray that the good Lord bless each and every member of Kale's Corner and all those prayer warriors that are out there helping us people with some medical issues, and appreciate it. And they know what they say, you know, God hears the prayers.
He definitely does.
Y'all been helping me out a lot, you know. Personally, I appreciate it too.
We're going to keep praying for you. We're going to keep praying for you, Kirby. Thank you for those good, kind words. We really appreciate that.
I'm going to pray really hard that Kale learns some Motown or some decent music, you know.
Bye, Kirby. Bye. Go ahead, Keith.
Thank you for those kind words, Kirby. And y'all already know, I have to tell y'all, Mom Betty is screaming, saying peace, love, and soul. She love you all. I want the prayer warriors to go out for Kirby, Hermina, which is Grandma, and Cousin Myra. And listen, our school system, don't forget the school system. DMV Kale and Miss T would like to say, we'd like to thank everyone that supports us here on Kale's Corner, you guys. DMV Kale and Lady T also like to say that we love you guys today more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow. DMV Kale and Lady T, we are here every Tuesday and Thursday between the hours of 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. The number here is 563-999-3782. You guys can follow Kale's Corner on Instagram and on Facebook. at Kale's Corner. You guys, so log into blogtalkradio.com/UKellMcLean and listen to the broadcast there as well, you guys. Enjoy your one day, and we'll see you back Thursday, 5 p.m. sharp, God willing. We love you guys, and thanks for your support. Kale, you have the last word.
Hey, don't forget Thursday, guys, the first rendition of Lady T Fit. Yeah, yeah, yeah. For those interested, the Jets will be on Hard Knocks tonight. They are premiering on HBO and Max, and they are streaming. So if you want to check that out, if you like me, you just love football, do that. Like Lady T said, Lord willing, we'll be back with you guys Thursday, 5 p.m. sharp. Love somebody. And if you do, guess what? They should already know. If they don't know, squeeze them till they say, oh, you must love me. All right? Everybody
yeah.
be safe. We will talk with you guys on Thursday, Lord willing. Don't forget, get your mind right to pick these teams because Lady T coming with some extra on y'all for Thursday. I'm trying to tell you.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
Be good. Kirby, I'm sorry, but this is the song I had cue.
Better get rough before we get set for. Say you wanna squash it, what you